Welcome to our podcast today. We are all about real estate at this particular podcast. We have a different topic every Monday, and the third Monday of every month at noon is real estate and real estate investing. So today we're going to be talking with Tom Gear from Inago. He's going to be basically just giving us a tutorial all the way through. I'm letting other folks in here as they come on, so please bear with me. But he's going to give us a tutorial all the way through Inago and how it works. And even though I've been using Inago for a while, gosh, I don't even know how long. I'm going to say at least a couple of years, and they're just now, I think, a 7-year company. So I kind of got on board maybe in the first 5 years that they had launched. And so they're always adding new features, and there's some features that I didn't even know about. So I'm kind of excited to go through it again and hear everything. So make sure that you put your comments and questions in the chat. And as you put those in the chat, I will answer those kind of at the end. I won't interrupt Tom as he's going through. But anyway, as we get to the end, I'll go through and answer those questions. So please feel free to put those at the very end in the chat, and we'll answer those. So bear with me as I get started. It's going to take me a moment to share my screen because they always move it around. There we go. And then I have to make sure that you can hear the recording as well. And now I don't see. Oh, there it is. And make sure that you can hear all of this as we get started.
All right. Hi guys, welcome to Inago. Whether you're on the West Coast and it's 9 a.m., you're joining us for your first cup of coffee, or maybe you're on the East Coast like us. We're here in Cincinnati, and you're joining us around lunchtime. We really appreciate you are taking the time out of your day today to spend some time with us. My name is Tom Veer. I'm a part of the sales team here on Inago. I've been with the company for 6 years. We've been around for about 7 years. So I've been with the company from the ground up. I'm going to share some of my experiences from working at Inago, and then also outside of Inago, I'm a landlord just like you guys. My wife is a property manager as well. So I'll share experiences either from our businesses together or our experiences here at Inago. I just want to let you know, though, this is not Inago solicited advice. This is just advice from you from one landlord to another. Like when I talk about applications or listings or something like that. But I'll definitely make sure that you guys are aware. Don't hold me liable. This is just advice from one landlord to another. So, with that being said, let's just hop into this Inago account and get started on the webinar today. All right, guys. So, the first thing you're going to see here is the dashboard. Your dashboard might look a little different than ours. The reason being is what I've done beforehand is I've gone ahead and added in some test data for you. So maybe you've just started Inago and your dashboard's going to be completely grayed out. Or maybe, you've started at the end of the month and you're not going to start using the software till next month. And you're like, hey, I've already had tenants, but my dashboard is grayed out, but I know I have properties and tenants added. What's going on here? Well, there's a filter right here. It says right now it's showing by November 2023, but we can change that to December, and then maybe your data will show up there. So just keep that in mind. Couple other things on the dashboard, you're going to be able to see rent that's collected for the month, occupancy status, open maintenance issues, applications that are in processing, and unsigned documents. So that is the dashboard for you guys right there. What we're going to do today is we are first going to hop into the properties tab. So this is going to be the navigation panel right here on the left-hand side. That is where I'm always going to go to take action in Inago. And if you remember anything from the webinar today, if you're looking to take action on any of these pages, once you've clicked into it, for example, once I click into properties, always look in this top right-hand corner. And then what you're going to do is you're going to click on that button that says new property. So if you're on the income page and you want to hit new invoice, it's going to be top in the top right-hand corner. If you're in the applications page, you want to hit applications, that's going to be in the top right-hand corner. So if you remember one thing from today, it will say, you know, just make sure that you look in that top right-hand corner. One other thing I want to add, don't follow along with me today, okay? Just take this information in as I go. You don't have to go step by step. What we're going to do is tomorrow we're going to send you out a recording of this. So you'll have a recorded copy that you can always refer back to and go step by step for the features that you need to walk through at Inago. All right. So whether you're a first-time landlord and this is your first property, like myself a couple of years back, or maybe you're an existing landlord and you already have properties, whatever the case is, you're going to go into the software and you're going to go to properties like I did, and you're going to click on new property. So we'll click on new property. And we're going to enter in the location. So we'll just go ahead and enter in our office. So we'll say 1311 Vine Street, and then we can name the property. If you don't name the property, that's totally fine. What will happen is we'll just name it as the address, but we'll call this Vine Street Lofts. Okay. Property type. So with Inago, you can have multiple property types in the software. So for this one, we're going to just say it's an apartment. But let's say that you have a condo or a mixed use, or maybe it's a single family home. You're just going to put it as a house. We're going to say this is an apartment. Next question. This is really key. Does this property have units managed by an HOA? Okay. We're going to say no, but what this is asking is this managed by a homeowners association? If so, we're going to click yes. If not, it's okay. But keep in mind that if you do have HOAs, or if you're ever recommending Inago and you have friends or family that manage an HOA or are part of an HOA, they can use Inago to collect rent, or I'm sorry, collect the HOA fee. All right. So we're going to go ahead and hit next here. Next thing we're going to ask is unit details. So if it's just a house, it's a single family home, we'll say house. But let's say, you know, this is an apartment. So we'll say, we'll put in unit 1A, 1B, 1C. You can also add in number of beds, number of baths, and square footage. That's great because if you put it in here, you can always import that data from the listing, or you can put it on the listing side. I'm going to skip that for now just for the webinar purposes. So we'll go ahead and hit next. Next thing it's going to ask is what bank account we'd like associated with it and late fees, but we're going to get into all that a little bit later. So I'm going to go ahead and hit save. And now the property is created in Inago. So as you can see, we've created a property called Vine Street Lofts. Okay. So now that our property is created, let's say you are that first time landlord, right? We just got our first property. We just closed, or maybe in my case, I kind of fell into it. I moved in with my wife and she said, listen, my house is in a better location. So you're going to need to rent out your house. So that's exactly what I had to do. So the next thing I had to do was list my property after I added it to Inago. So what I'll do is I'll go to listings, click on listings. And what we've done is we've already created some listings here. But if you want to create a new listing in Inago, again, you're just going to go to that top right-hand corner and click new listings. But I don't want to go through all that right now. So what we'll do is we'll click on this active listing that we've created. So I'm going to edit that. First thing it's going to ask is some basic information: property name, address, listing headline. For listing headline, to get best results, it's always good to put in the city, the number of bedrooms, number of baths, and, you know, also if it's not just the city. So for example, we're in Cincinnati, but our neighborhood that we work out of is Over the Rhine. So you want to put Over in the Rhine in there. And then you want to put a little bit more description in the description part, like maybe it's got a good walk score or restaurants nearby, something like that. Something that's going to help you sell your property and get some really good renters in there. Next thing we're going to do is rental terms. So put in the rental amount, security deposit amount. That's pretty straightforward. Unit features. So there's a laundry list of unit features here. Pet policy, utilities, things like that. If one of the unit features that you offer is not here on Inago, just go ahead and click on others, and then you can type it in right there. So spend some time there and we'll hit save. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to upload photos. Okay. Make sure that you upload a lot of photos. It's the best way to sell. And make sure you take photos during the daylight, right? Take advantage of golden hour. You know, if it's a rainy day, maybe it's better just wait. Next day is sunny. Like this photo I'm showing right now, you can see the natural light coming through. People think of all these things when they're looking at your property. So definitely think about that when you take photos. And then once you're done adding the photos, one thing that I always recommend with my properties that I do is I add a video URL tour. The reason being is because I can just take it on my iPhone, take the video on any smartphone, upload it to Inago. And then what you do is you go through and now you've opened up the market not only to the city that you're in, but you can also open it up to people there that might be coming in. Like, for example, we're in Cincinnati. So maybe some people are getting a new job or want to move closer to home and they don't have time to look at a property. They can click on the video URL and view the property there. So once we're done with that, then the last thing is we're going to preview and publish the listing. So with Inago, you can list on realtor.com, Zumper.com, Zillow, and Rental Source. These are all free for you. With Zillow, if you have less than 25 units, it's free. If you have more than 25 units, there is a charge, but that charge is from Zillow. So this is totally free for you, and you can list on all these websites. When you list, the email communication will come through with the email that you signed up with Inago. So keep that in mind. Inquiries are not going to come back to you on Inago. That's going to come back on those third-party websites. So once we click on all these, we'll go ahead and hit save, and then we will publish the listing. We'll go from inactive to active. Give that about 24 to 48 hours, and then your listing will be live. Okay. And again, guys, one thing I forgot to mention, if you do have any questions, go ahead and put those in the chat. We have a member of the customer service team standing by and answering these questions live while we're going through today. Okay. All right. So that is listings in Inago. One thing. So after I've listed my property, the next thing I want to do is I want to create an application. And in the software, the first thing you'll have to do is turn the application on. So we'll go into settings and we'll go to screening. I'm sorry, we'll go to settings in general, and then we will turn on applications. So we'll turn that on. And then the next page we'll be taken to is screening. So some of you might be on this webinar today saying, okay, what's the catch? You know, all your marketing, your website says you're free. How are you guys really free? Well, there is no catch. We are totally free to use. What we do is we charge your tenants for a few different items, and that's gonna be applications, online payments, and renter's insurance. Again, totally free for you, and I'll go through, break down the cost for each one of these things as we go through the webinar today. So for applications, it's anywhere from $30 to $45, depending on the screen that you choose. And then what you can do is you can always, if you just want to do a basic application and want to request more information later, you can do that in Inago. We do have a lot of landlords that do that. Just so not everyone who's interested is filling out an application. That way, you know, sometimes you get down to like, oh, I'm maybe these couple of tenants I'm really interested in. What we can do is we can go ahead and request more information and just screen those tenants, not the 10 people that you've done a showing with. All right. So once we're done with applications, we'll go ahead and hit save changes. Okay. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go to the applications page in Inago. So when you click on applications, it's going to take you to the applications page. So if you've not created an application, it'll say create application here, but we've already created some since this is a test account. So we'll just go ahead into templates and click on new template. Nice thing about Inago is you can have multiple applications. So you can have one per property, or maybe you have properties in different states. You can have one per state, totally up to you. First thing we'll do is we'll name it. So we'll name this one Vine Street Lofts. Then we'll go to instructions. We want to make our instructions as detailed as possible. That way we capture all the information we're looking for. And then you can change the logo, you can change the color. The key thing here is the fields, right? What are we asking on the application? So what we do at Inago is we partner with TransUnion on the application. So these are questions that TransUnion and Inago has came up with just to verify the person. So things like first name, last name, these things are required fields. But you can add custom fields or you can add custom sections. So for a custom field, we can say, are you applying with a roommate, right? Okay. And one thing you want to do is make sure you mark this field as required. So we're going to mark this as required, and then we'll add that field right here. So now we've added that to the application. Other things that you can add are things like pay stubs, or maybe you want to copy the ID. So we'll go to employment history. We'll add a custom field here. We'll go to file uploader. And these are just examples, guys, that I'm using. You know, make sure you use the application for what you need it for, right? If you want to ask about, pets, things like that, whatever you need to ask, make sure you ask that by adding as many fields as you like. So we'll go ahead and hit pay stub. We'll mark this as required. And now we're requiring a pay stub as well. So once we're all done, we'll go ahead and hit save.
You're not going to believe what happened. Tell me everything. I'll show you on monday.com.
Sorry about that, folks. That is an ad that popped up in the middle of the webinar. So sorry, we'll get that taken care of in just a moment.
Guest accounts. They had everything organized so they could just jump right in. We put up all the assets, waited for management to approve. Done. Everyone automatically got notified. We ended up reaching our goals 2 days before schedule and even under budget. We beat.
And now the application is created. So I'm going to go back to applications up top, and now I'm going to request for an application. So two ways you can request. The first way is kind of old school way, is we can send it via email. So I'm going to send this to one of our colleagues, Charlene at Inago. You can send it to multiple people by just hitting tab. Send that to Isaiah as well. All right. The other way that you can send it outside of email is via URL. So this is going to give you your own unique website. Whether you have one unit or 1,000 units, it doesn't matter, right? You're going to get that nice professional feel. Even if you just have one unit, that when people go to apply for your property, you're like, wow, this landlord really cares. He's really taking this seriously. He's not just texting me and saying, can you send me a pay stub? It gives them that professional feel of seeing an application. And this is the page that you take it to, that they get taken to. And then also, you can text this to tenants, the application, say, hey, if you're interested in this property, fill out this application here. Okay. Once we're all done, we'll get an email back from Inago. It'll say, hey, John Smith has completed an application. Please review it. So it'll be right in here for review. And then what the application is going to look like is there's, depending on the information that you required, it's going to come back with a residence score, background check, income verification, eviction report. So let's just go ahead and download this residence score just to show you. All right. So on the residence score, I can see this is the number here. We can see open lines of credit, how frequently they've paid. So what you want to do with this information is just make an educated decision, right? That's all I do with my properties. That's all my wife does as a property manager as well, is you want to just get third-party verification. Take advantage of Inago, verifying that what they say is true by running a background check on them, okay? So once we're all done, we can either approve or reject. And then once we've approved it, we can create a lease in Inago, okay? So that is, and if we, what'll happen once you hit approve or reject, it'll take you right to the properties page and we'll select the property that they want to move into. So now we've been taken to the properties page, and what we'll do next is we'll add a tenant to the property. So we'll go ahead into Vine Street Lofts and we'll click on one of the units that we created today. We'll say 1A and we'll hit new lease. All right, so we're going to say this lease is a fixed term. We'll go ahead and hit next. When does the lease start? So we'll have it start on the first of the month, and then we'll just have it end a year later. Okay. You can switch to month to month after. We're in Ohio, so that's something that's really common. But it's, just check with your local laws and your lease on that. Security deposit amount, say $2,000. We'll have that due on the first as well. And we'll say we've already collected that. The nice thing about Inago is we'll create an invoice for you and then mark it as paid. We'll hit next. payment frequency. There's multiple payment frequencies in Inago. So just don't think of us just for rent collection on a residential unit, right? We work on commercial units. We work, my barber uses Inago. So he rents out chairs on a weekly basis. So he uses this and sets it up as weekly. There's all kinds of people that use Inago for collecting rent on things outside of just a residence. So we'll go ahead and hit monthly though, just for demo sake. And we'll say rent's 2000 and we'll have it due on the first. Now, we know not everyone moves in on the first, right? So if they move in on a different day, you can select that, but we're just gonna go ahead and hit the first. Which day should the first rental invoice be due? We will say today. All right, and then we will add an additional fee. So what is that, right? So we can add for a pet fee, a parking fee, things like that. So we're gonna add an additional fee here and we're gonna drop down and we're gonna select from one that's already been created, pet fee. But if one of the fees that you wanna charge for isn't here, you'll just type it in and hit this plus button. So we'll say one, we'll charge $50 and we'll say for small dog, Charles Barkley. Okay. Is this a reoccurring invoice? Yes, it is. Would we like to make this a line item on the rental invoice? I always do this for my properties. I just think it makes life easier. I don't ever have to think about it. They're charged on a monthly basis. So we'll have it start the first day rent is due and end the last day rent is due. And once we're all done, we'll go ahead and hit save. All right. So that has been added to Inago. And we'll go ahead and hit next. Next thing we're going to do is add in the tenant. So for this tenant, we'll say the tenant is Charlene Smith. And we always get questions. How do I add a tenant to Inago? Do I just send them to your website? No, that's not the case. What you'll do is you'll go through this process and add them here. And what you need to add them is their email address. That is how they're going to start receiving notifications from Inago. All right. So we'll add in Charlene's email, say not required. Go ahead and hit next. And we've added Charlene as a tenant. Go ahead and hit next. And then we can either sign a lease through Inago, or what we can do is we can upload a copy of a lease that's already been signed. So it's pretty easy. So we've already added a couple lease templates here in Inago. And so what is a lease template? So you want to bring over a blank copy of your lease. And then things will happen in the system where we'll take that data that we just put in from the rental terms. So things like lease start date, lease end date, that'll all be added here. And then there's signature boxes. And then the system will automatically fill out the lease for you. It's a really nice feature. You don't have to use it if you already have a lease signed, if you're an existing landlord, or maybe you know you prefer to just sign paper copy. That's fine too. This is a totally free feature. So whether you use it or not, it's no problem to us. It's just, I wanna let you know that it's there. It's definitely something that I take advantage of. So that is how you add a lease to Inago. And then if you do have more questions on that, you can always reach out to our support team. Or if you search for videos here, you're gonna be able to go ahead and find a help video on the lease. All right, so we'll go ahead and hit review. Everything looks good. And then when I hit send, what happens, right? We get questions all the time. Is there something you can send our tenants? So when we click send, first thing I always let my tenants know, and anytime I talk to a new landlord or existing landlord on the software or property manager, I always say, give your tenants a heads up. Nowadays, people get hundreds of emails a day, right? So there's no way to know if they are gonna see it or not. So always give them a heads up and say, hey, an email from Inago is gonna come. That's where you're gonna go to pay your rent. So this email is gonna look like this. Hey, Charlene, we've added you to Inago to this address. Click continue, and then you can activate your account. And what we do is we take it a step further. We attach a PDF that'll walk them through step-by-step what it looks like when they sign into Inago, let them know the features that we have available, let them know that they can use a desktop or mobile version of the app, they can enroll in auto pay, and last but not least, they can contact our customer service team if they do have any questions or need any help, all right? And again, guys, if you do have any questions, while we're going through this webinar. No reason to wait till the end. What I want you to do is make sure you continue to put those questions in the Q&A section as we're going through this, and a member of our customer service team will be happy to answer those. Okay. All right. So right now we hit the send button, and we're going to send out the lease into Inago. And then what we're going to do next is we're going to show you what it looks like on the tenant side. So on the tenant side, the tenants go to the same website as you, my.inago.com, to log in. So we'll go ahead and sign in.
Progressive Commercial Insurance offers affordable small business protection. You can receive discounts on commercial auto insurance for safety.
And their login is going to look a little different than yours, but key thing here, first off, is they can enroll in auto pay. It makes life easier for you and them. They can make a payment, but before we get into that, I'm going to look at the sidebar and just kind of walk you through things that tenants can do in the software. Leases and files. If they've signed their lease through Inago, they can see it here. Or if you've uploaded it to Inago and shared it with them, they also can see it here. They can see if they've enrolled in renter's insurance, they'll see that here. Maintenance requests they can make. So with maintenance requests, tenants are able to upload a maintenance issue. They select what the issue is, upload the image, type in the description, hit submit request, and then you'll receive a notification directly to your email. And you can also chat back and forth with your tenants. So this is going to be very similar to Facebook Messenger, where you can message back and forth like, hey, I'm going to stop by today, change the air filter, something like that, right? You can shoot them a message. I do this all the time with my tenants. It goes right to their mobile app as a push notification. It really saves that time from texting, because with texting, you don't know if they've gotten it. People get hundreds of texts a day. And the thing is, the nice thing about Inago, with using the messaging feature, all that information is stored and saved. So there's never that he said, she said back and forth. You have all the communications stored in the software. If you ever do get into a disagreement or a conflict with a tenant. All right, announcements. You can make announcements in Inago. I'm gonna show you that in a little bit. Tenants can see their payment history. And then finally in settings, they can add their bank account. They can enroll in auto pay. They can update their emails, their profile. They can even build credit. So this wasn't really common when I was a tenant, but nowadays tenants really are looking for a way to build credit, and we can report their rental income or their rental payments to the credit bureaus. So totally free to them. They're able to build credit here, and then they can also select help. All right. So back to the dashboard, a couple of things that we can do from the dashboard. First and foremost is make a payment. So they can see their invoices here, and then they can click on make a payment. So with make a payment, they can either select the suggested or outstanding amount. The reason why there's two amounts here is because Brent has a roommate. So we'll continue to payment method. Again, Inago is totally free for you. How we monetize it is we charge your tenants for online payments, tenant screening, and renter's insurance. So I already showed you the applications, the cost for there. For renter's insurance, tenants can enroll in renter's insurance. It's between $5 and $15 per month. Totally free for you. And that way they can protect their personal property that's in your property. And then last but not least, online payments. It's going to be a $2 charge for bank-to-bank transfers and then 2.99% for debit or credit card transactions. So right here, I'm going to show you how to add a bank, because it looks the same on the tenant side as it does on the landlord side. Two ways tenants can verify their bank account: either instant verification, where they instantly log into their online banking, or kind of the old school way, micro deposits. So we'll do instant verification. We're going to connect with Plaid here, and we're going to select our bank account. And so we'll look up the hometown bank, Fifth Third. All right. And then it's going to ask for the login. What will happen is you log directly into your online banking, select which account you want to use, and then you instantly have your online account on Inago. All right. The other way is the old school way, which is just micro deposits. So when I click on microdeposits, I'll add in my checking account number and routing number. You can use a savings account too. But what'll happen is we'll input two small deposits, and then you'll go in the next business day and input those amounts and verify your account that way. Either way is fine with us. People always ask, you know, we get these questions a lot in the first of the month. Hey, I just got an email, my tenant paid. First of all, it's great news. They've used Inago's online payments. You don't have to worry about tracking down the payment, but I haven't added a bank account, right? No problem at all, because the first time when a tenant pays online, what'll happen is we'll hold funds for three business days. So if they paid on a Tuesday during business hours, we'll hold funds on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and send those funds to you on Monday. So three business days the first time. Then going forward, what'll happen is we'll just hold funds for one business day, as long as they use the same account. So like, for example, we just added a Fifth Third account. As long as I use that Fifth Third account next month to pay, it'll be a one business day hold. So if I pay on a Tuesday during business hours, we'll hold funds on Wednesday, and then we'll send funds to you on Thursday. 3 days the first time, one business day the next time. If you have any questions on that, please put those in the chat. Some people do have questions on that the first of the month. Obviously, there's some things that are out of control, like bank holidays, when people pay after 5 p.m., things like that. But for the examples that I just used, that is during business hours. So just always think of that. If anyone ever pays on a Saturday, technically they didn't pay till Monday because the banks are closed. And that's something that we can't control at Inago. That's something that, you know, obviously is controlled by the banks and the banking system. All right. So that is how a tenant adds an online payment. And so when a tenant pays, I just said, hey, you're going to get an email notification, which is great. The other thing that'll happen is you can go to the income page. So I'm going to switch back to the Inago dashboard on the landlord side, and we're going to go in income. And now this page is a very dynamic page in the software. I think it's one of the most important pages we have. The reason being is because people are always like, hey, can I see this report? Can I see that report? Well, odds are it's in the income page. You just have to use the filters to find it. So if I just want to look up one property, I'm going to click on this dropdown and I'm going to select this property, and I want to see all the invoices for the year. So I'm going to change the date range from month to year, and we'll hit apply filters. And now I see all the invoices here. And to clear those filters, what I'll do is I'll hit clear filters. And now the invoice page is going to be open to all the invoices for the current month. If you ever want to see a future month, like the example used when we first started the webinar, we'll go ahead and click this drop down and we'll just select the next month. We'll hit apply filters there. All right. Other things, these filters on the right work as well. So if I want to see people who are fully paid, I click there. I actually want to see people who are overdue for the month, right? Who has not paid? So here I am back in the current month and I see $2,050 is overdue. So we'll click this. Oops, too many clicks. Click on this. So here's our buddy Brent, still hasn't paid. We'll click on overdue. So if a tenant pays online, you don't have to worry about a thing. As I said before, the system's gonna automatically record that for you. But we always know there's people that pay by paper check, cash, money order, things like that. Some people are more old school. Some people, you know, just prefer to pay that way, and that's fine. Obviously, we would love if everyone pays online, but what we usually see is about 80% pay online. So for with the other 20%, what you'll do is you'll come into this invoice and we're going to mark it as paid. So we'll go ahead and hit record payment, select the tenant that paid and then how they paid. Check, we can even put in the check number and we'll say they paid $1,000 and they paid on the first of the month. We just haven't logged it yet. And we'll hit submit. And great, now the invoice is fully paid. What if this person stops in your office, or you know, they say, hey, I want a receipt of my payment. So what we'll do is we'll click this download button and the invoice will open as a PDF.
Like a Rolling Stone, take it.
The Bob Dylan story in itself is a story about being an artist.
Awesome. Perfect. And you can download that PDF right there. All right. Couple other things here on the invoice page is you can add notes. So if you want to say like, hey, Brett was in the office and he was talking about getting another dog, something like that. You can attach a file. So if you want to attach a copy of the bank slip, once you've deposit the check, you can add that here. All right. So, and then if you want to ever create a one-off invoice in Inago, you'll just click new invoice here and then select the property and create that right there. All right. So that's the income page in Inago. A couple of other things I want to show you is the messaging feature, as I was talking to you on the tenant side. So in messaging, you can turn on desktop notifications. So email, that's kind of the old school way of doing things. We're going to send out email notifications. And in settings, you can choose how often you get notified or how little you get notified, totally up to you. Next thing is the chat. So I told you a little bit about the chat on the tenant side. You can chat back and forth with them. It's very similar to like a Facebook Messenger. And then last but not least, one of our new features is the announcement feature. So you can make announcements like, hey, we're going to have a pool party, or hey, building one, I'm going to shut off the water today because we're going to do some testing, things like that. You can make these announcements and then you can choose a timeline thereof. So if you want to just up for one day, like turning the water off, or maybe 7 days, you want to give them that week notice of the pool party, things like that. You can take advantage of that right here on the announcements page. All right. Couple other things to get through, and we're going to send you on your way for today. We're going to go into settings. All right. So we've gone through general. One thing that I want to point out, we do get a lot of questions. People say, hey, your software looks good, but I need to add more people to the software and I don't want to share my login. Well, you can have multiple users on the software. You just turn on this multiple users right here and the users icon will show up in Inago, and then you can add a new user. So we've created some profiles for users. So whether it's a leasing agent, maintenance person, maybe the property owner, these are the roles we've created. But with Inago, we're a fluid company. We know not just the way we think of things is the best way to do it. So there's multiple ways to do it. So if one of these access levels don't make sense for you, you can always select custom and choose the access that that person has in the software, right? So with my wife, I do custom and I don't show her the bank account. I'm just joking. But you know, you can pick and choose what you give them access to, but we're just going to select the role of maintenance staff. And we will say that this person is just does HVAC. So we'll say heat and AC, and then we're going to assign properties to them. They're only responsible for these three properties that I have in Cincinnati. So we're going to click on those three. And then to add them, you just add in their first name and last name and email address. All right. So we will go ahead and add that. And we'll add in their email. Again, let them know that it's coming. And then what we'll do is we'll hit save and they'll receive an email notification. And now our maintenance staff, Elliot, he's only gonna have access to HVAC issues for these three properties. All right, let's go back into settings. Next up is bank. So we've already added a taxable entity to Inago. Taxable entity, that sounds scary. I thought I have one unit and I'm just trying to use the software. What is this, right? That's a lot of questions we get. So a taxable entity is the way that Inago has to operate in order for us to know who we're doing business with, right? This is a part of the 2001 US Patriot Act, and this is called the Know Your Customer policy. So we need to know who we're doing business with. So what we're gonna ask for is some basic information about you. If you have an LLC set up, you'll go ahead and select LLC, right, for entity type. But if you don't have an LLC set up, that's fine. You can sign up using your name. So you'll just hit sole proprietorship, individual, and you'll just type in your contact information here and create the entry. If you have any questions about adding a business or adding a taxable entity, just go ahead and reach out to our customer service team. They're always happy to help. So once you add a taxable entity, you can start adding bank accounts to Inago. So we've already added one here. I went through on the tenant side and showed you how to add that bank account. Take advantage of that. You can add as many bank accounts as you'd like. You can have one bank account for security deposits, another bank account for rental deposits, and you can have different bank accounts for each property. We know we have some businesses that do that in the software. So take advantage of that. Next up is late fees. I've worked for Inago for 6 years. I've never seen a late fee we can't handle. I'm confident we can handle your late fee. You can have multiple late fees on the software, and you can even go ahead and add the same two different late fees or three different late fees in the same property. Screening we went through, integrations. We integrate with QuickBooks Online on the accounting side if you want a full accounting package. We're responsible for profit and loss. And then, but if you want that full integrated accounting, you can add QuickBooks and be on the lookout on this integration page. We're going to have a few more cool integrations that we're going to do over the next couple of months. Notifications, as I said in Inago, you can get notified as many times or as little as you'd like in the software. So spend some time here. Your tenants, you can also choose when to notify your tenants. So the day an invoice is due, when they're late, things like that. Also, you can notify tenants X number of days before rent is due. So right now it's set at 3. Let's say I want to set it to 5. Change that to 5. Okay. And then last but not least in settings, billing settings. Who gets charged for online payments? It's always going to automatically charge the tenant slash the owner if it's a HOA. But if you do want to take on the ACH fee, I do that for my properties. I think it just streamlines things. I don't ever have to worry about a check or checking on rent. I just say when they, you know, this is where I want you to pay your rent. And it's totally free for you. If you do take on this $2 fee, to me, it's worth the convenience. We do have some landlords that even take on the credit and debit card. I'm not that nice. I just do ACH. But you just hit save changes there. All right. Last but not least, reports page. So the reports page in Inago, this is where you're going to go to see if someone paid online. So here we go. We'll go ahead and hit apply filters here for the reports. Oops. So when I hit apply filters, you get an email notification, tenants paid online. Where do I go? Well, you can go to the income page, it'll show up there, or you can go to this reports page. And we're going to send money in lump sums. But what we do here on the reports page is when we do send money in lump sums, we give you the backup information of what these payments are associated with. So let's go ahead and click on this $2,925 payment. So I can see that that was for multiple rent payments. I can see the property and the tenant that was paid, and I can even click on the invoice right here. Next up is the rent roll. So this is great if you're buying properties or selling properties. The bank or the investor or whoever you're selling the property to will always ask for a rent roll. So you can just download that here by hitting the export button. And not only can you export this rent roll, you can export pretty much every page in Inago. It's going to open up in a CSV file. And let me see. Give me 1 second. We'll open that for you. Let's give that a second to load.
Scribe is how you stop explaining the same thing over and over at work. Watch this. It'll change your life. Raise your...
All right. So here's a rent roll. It comes over with headers. In a past life, I worked at a large accounting firm. So seeing a page like this, from an audit perspective, this is great. Your CPAs are going to love this. Just trust me on that. And you can even give your CPA access if you don't want to take the step of downloading this report. All right, so that's the rent roll. Deposits held. You can view, return, or even now, view, apply, or even return the deposit now. So if you want to return a deposit, you can do that here. Last but not least, one of the most dynamic pages on the software, the P&L report. This is going to show you, you know, your profit and loss for... Right now, it's going to open up for the year, but again, you can change the date range, you can search by property, things like that, and definitely take advantage of this P&L report. I definitely look at it on a monthly basis for my portfolio. So that is pretty much everything we had for you today on the webinar, but one thing I want to leave you with, and I think it's the most important thing of Inago, is if I go back into settings in this bottom right-hand corner, who to get in touch with, right? We've been very helpful for you as you've signed up. You've gotten some emails from the marketing team, from the sales team, things like that. But where do you go after this, right? You just sat here for 45 minutes with me on the webinar. Well, you go to our customer support team. And they are the hardest working team, I say, in Inago. They're available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also available nights and weekends. We have people on call that are happy to help. So if you do have a question about a payment, if your tenant has a question about adding a bank account, if you want to see a report, if you say, oh, I added a tenant to the wrong property, something like that, these things happen. And nowadays in software, there's not a lot of people that you can call for help. For instance, I was in Uber over the weekend. My Uber ride got canceled, but I still got charged. Well, there was no one to call. I looked at Uber's website. There was no phone number. I just had to email support@uber.com or help@uber.com. Doesn't matter. And then I just had to wait, right? To me, it's, you know, it's a $20 Uber ride, right? That's okay to wait. But like, this is your guys' money. So we want to be there for you and take advantage of that support, because nowadays with software, there is not a lot of support there. Speaking of support, if you do have any more questions, go ahead and put those in the chat. We'll stay on, the person on the chat will stay on for about a minute or two to answer any final questions. But we really hope that you enjoyed this webinar. I hope it was informative, and you guys have a good rest of your day. Take care.
Okay. So let me look at the questions here in the chat. Hello. Oh, sorry. I got to figure out how to turn this off.
Having a breakthrough moment right now. It's one she's been working toward her entire life.
Yeah, get that turned off. Sorry about that. I thought we were turned off. Sorry. I'm looking here to see the questions, and it says, John, am I able to set up biweekly payments for rent? Can I upload my own lease? And the answer is yes to both of those. If you need more information or more help, contact me, kathybinner.com, and schedule an online chat with me, and I'd be happy to just work with you one-on-one if you want to upload your lease or if you want to set up a biweekly payment or whatever you'd like to do. Tammy says, if you've added a customized additional fee, you can edit the name of that or delete it. Yes, you can. You can customize it or you can delete it. You have all of those options in there. And John says he got his questions answered listening to the seminar. Is there any other questions or comments that anyone has before we go? Sorry about the interruptions. That was a YouTube webinar. And of course, YouTube loves their advertising. So all of those other things kept jumping in the way. So thank you for your patience as we went through that. Do we have any other questions, comments, or aha moments? One of my aha moments is I love the idea that I can list a property and it goes out to all of those sites at one time. And I don't have to physically go in and upload it to each of those individual sites when I have something that I want to advertise. I do like all of the reporting pages. I've been using those more and more on my Inago. I do like the fact that you can do your applications and background checks right inside of Inago. And so the more that, because I was old school, I did everything by pen and paper for so long. And so now that I'm on Inago, you don't have, it's not all or nothing. You don't have to just jump in and put everything on Inago all at once. You know, just get your rent payments coming in. That's a lifesaver right there. And then as you have time, you can then start putting in your applications. You can start doing your background checks. You can start doing your listings, your advertising. And over time, you can use the platform to its full capacity because there is a lot of great features and there's more and more features coming every day. So I just want to open it up and see if there were any comments, questions, or aha moments. Anyone at all? Tammy, I know you use Inago. What was your thinking? I know you had a question there about customizing the additional fee and can you edit or delete it? And the answer is yes. Did you have any other comments or questions?
No, I know I can add a fee, but I added one and I want to change the name of it or delete it and add it correctly, but I can't figure out how.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just need to email my rep, I guess.
Yeah, because is it one that's already charged a tenant for whatever that additional fee, whatever it was that you did name it early on?
It has not charged the tenant yet.
Okay, so it's not been used yet. I would say just delete it and just redo it.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I can't figure out how to delete it. But I can just email my rep.
Okay. Yeah, because I've deleted a couple. Yeah, interesting. Did you include it on one of your current invoices?
Yes.
I think there's a line there that you can X that off.
Okay.
Right on the invoice. I'm trying to think like a computer, because you're creating it on one screen and then it pops up, you know, you choose it on your invoice. And I think you can delete that line right there on your invoice.
I think I can delete that line, but I just wanted to delete that because now it shows up in the list of additional fees that can be charged in the future.
And you want to get it off the list altogether.
I want to get it off the list because I wanted it to be called a deposit, but I called it a fee.
And okay.
So I just wanted to not have it used in the future.
Okay. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I know you might have to contact them to see if you can get it off of the actual list, because I do know you can delete it off of the invoice and then just create in whatever you do want to name it and add it back to the invoice again.
Right.
Okay. I see what you're saying. You want to get it off of the general list of everything.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll have to play with that. I'm not sure. But yeah, they can help you with that. But now I'm curious now. So I'll play with that once we get off the call today. Yes, John, you should be able to talk. For some reason, your to allow you to talk disappeared, but I clicked you back on.
I have it now. Thank you.
Yes. And you got your question answered about the biweekly payments and uploading your own lease.
Right. That was something that you had brought up at the OREA a couple of weeks ago. So I was just checking on that.
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, when I came on board, they did not have all of those payment options. And so now they're adding even more. So I love that. Boy, wouldn't I have loved to have had this back in my salon days. In my salon days, I had 5 salons. I had 10 to 12 stylist in each building. And in the salon industry, if you're in a booth rent salon, weekly rent is very, very common. It still is today. And I was chasing all of those manually because we didn't have an Ago. So, boy, this would have been wonderful. But I do midterm rentals now, and I am using an Ago on my midterms. And on my midterms, I charge 1 month up front, which is non-refundable. And then once they're through the first month, they go on a week to week, because oftentimes a traveling nurse, for example, gets like a 13-week assignment. So they think in terms of a week. And then if their assignment gets extended, some hospitals don't extend them for another full 13 weeks. They extend them week by week, depending on how busy the hospital is and so, or how often they need them. And so, so I use the weekly payment feature often for my midterms, for my traveling nurses. Any other questions or comments? I want to welcome Christy and Adrian. Thank you so much for being with us today. Christy, do you want to unmute and say hi? Or Adrian, you want to unmute and say hi? Christy says, thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
It's so good to see you here. I can't wait to meet up with you sometime soon.
Me too. It's very good to be here.
Yes, and get caught up with what you're doing and how things are going for you in your corner of the world.
My corner of the world, everything just changed. So we'll catch up.
We'll have to chat. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So yes, ma'am.
Connect with me. It's hard to find a time, but if you just go to kathybenner.com and schedule a chat.
Will do.
Yes. Perfect. Adrian, how about you? I see you're on. Hi. I see that you said hi in the chat. Good to see you here. Adrian might be working and multitasking today. Well, I just want to say thank you for everyone for being here. I appreciate you coming on board today and that I could share the whole Inago platform with you. I want to thank Tom Gear for being on with his webinar. And so thank all of you so much for being here. And please tap in again. We're back on again today at 4 o'clock for our Fit as a Fiddle. It's our health and wellness podcast is today at 4. And we're going to be talking about those shots that everybody's taking for weight loss. So if you're curious or have anybody that's curious, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, the indifferent, whatever side you're on about taking those, you can kind of get the scoop today. So we're going to be on at 4 o'clock talking about that. And then we're back again next Monday. And next Monday is just our connecting and networking podcast at noon. So please feel free to join us then as well. Same Zoom code that you got in today. So thank you, everyone. And we will see everybody next time. Talk to you soon. Bye.